At the Recall Walker headquarters in Wausau, Wayne and Virginia Christensen signed three petitions, one for the governor, one for the lieutenant governor, and one for their state senator.
For Pam Galloway. Yes. Yeah. Been waiting for this for a long time.
I didn't have a sticker on my car, too.
I union myself, so.
Are you?
Yes. I don't believe that she is representing her constituents the right way.
The first signature on the Galloway petitions came from Nancy Tabaka Stencil, a Wausau mental health advocate who initiated the recall drive because of the freshman Republicans' voting record.
Stripping workers for their ability to provide for their families, jeopardizing funding for women's health, eliminating health care for our disabled, our elderly. She made it hard for people to vote. She's a rubber stamp of Governor Walker.
But Senator Galloway says the recall process is being abused, and she and other office holders shouldn't be targeted for the votes they've taken.
So I'm really wondering why I'm getting recalled since I haven't done anything illegal. And I can understand that some voters are unhappy with some votes that I took, but that's what elections are for. That's not what recalls are all about.
Galloway says she has no regrets about her votes on collective bargaining, voter ID, and budget cuts.
The votes reflected what I had promised people I would do during the campaign, which was control taxes, promote jobs, and reduce spending. This recall is all about a power play by the Democrats who are unhappy with the way the election turned out last November.
Senator Galloway predicts she will survive the recall drive. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.